jetzt seht ihr rechts schon den Anfang der Everglades. Und wenn wir Glück haben, könnt ihr jetzt in den nächsten 15 Minuten irgendwann auch schon mal Krokodile sehen. Alligatoren.
Willkommen bei meinem Podcast Reisepass Nummer. Mein Name ist Stefan Wintermeyer. Zusammen mit meinen beiden Kindern, Juna und Aurelius, fahre ich hier gerade mit dem Mietwagen von Miami aus über den US Highway 41 in die Everglades im Süden von Florida in den USA. Die meisten Touren durch die Everglades finden mit sogenannten Airboats statt. Da gibt es so kleine Firmen rechts und links vom US Highway 41, wahrscheinlich Dutzende. Den ersten sieht man schon kaum 15 Minuten aus Miami raus. Man fährt also einfach den Highway 41 nach Westen und kommt automatisch auf die zu. Das muss man nicht vorher reservieren. Ich habe es aber vorher reserviert. Wir sind zum Gator Park gegangen. Die Webseite werde ich auf reisepassnummer.de verlinken.
Good morning, I'm sorry, we are sorry.
No, don't worry. Here you go, sir. Thank you. You're very welcome. What was the name, Stefan?
Wintermeyer, yeah.
And you had a 3-passenger private tour, right?
Yes.
Is there just one adult?
One adult, 2 kids.
It's going to be 308.
Zum Preis von 308 US-Dollar muss ich noch was sagen. Das war jetzt quasi die Luxusvariante. Normalerweise kostet der Platz laut gatorpark.com für jeden Erwachsenen 19,99 Dollar und pro Kind 14,99 Dollar. Bei uns war es aber so, dass wir sehr unter Zeitdruck standen. Unser nächster Flug ging schon um 12 Uhr noch was raus und die ersten Touren starten morgens erst um 9 Uhr, 9.30 Uhr. Dann hätten wir den Flug nicht mehr erreicht. Deshalb habe ich im Vorfeld angerufen und gefragt, ob wir eine private Tour bekommen könnten. Das heißt, wir hatten unser eigenes kleines Boot. Sehr schön, früh am Morgen, 8 Uhr sind wir raus. Es war traumhaft, aber halt auch ein bisschen teurer.
James ist Ihr Driver, er ist Ihr Boot ready, right now.
How are you?
I'm good. I just saw some babies over there across the way right there. You guys see the bird over there?
Yeah.
This is a limpkin. If you look right behind you, you see the little babies coming out of the grass?
Right here. There's a kleine Vögel. There's a kleine Vögel, die da rauskommt.
All right, guys, you can step right through here. Wait at the boat, though. Don't get in until I get there, okay?
Okay. So, ein bisschen Boot, und dann aber nicht einsteigen. Wir stehen hier gerade am Bootssteg, da liegen bestimmt 10 Airboats. Im Hintergrund kann man noch die Straße hören.
Want a seat there or there?
Wherever you'd like. You're probably better off up here though.
Okay, steig mal ein.
And I do need to get a copy of your ticket too.
Ah, sorry.
It's all right, don't worry.
You are.
There we go. So guys, there are really no rules. Other than you can't stand up when I'm going fast.
Okay.
Other than that, everything's okay.
Okay. Let me just translate it.
Yeah.
Wir dürfen nicht aufstehen, wenn er schnell fährt. Okay? Wir müssen sitzen bleiben.
Okay. And you have some earplugs too, right?
I do.
You don't have to put them in yet. I'll let you know when you have to put them in, okay?
Okay.
So let's see if we can't cruise right over here and see these babies I just saw.
Okay. Because
they were really cute.
Die Airboats sind konstruktionsbedingt richtig, richtig laut. Das sind so ganz flach im Wasser liegende Aluminiumboote. Da sind mehrere Sitzreihen drauf. Die sind so wie im Kino angeordnet, also vorne tiefer als hinten. Und ganz hinten sitzt dann der Fahrer, der mit so einem Knüppel den Propeller hinten steuert. Das heißt, das ist ein riesen Propeller an einem riesen Motor und entsprechend laut ist das Ganze. Man sollte die Sonnenbrille nicht vergessen. Die Ohrstöpseln kriegt man eh kostenlos dazu. Und was zu trinken. Und wenn man so früh ist wie wir, dann auch noch ein Sweatshirt, weil es schon ein bisschen kühler werden kann. Und dann geht es auch direkt los. Wir fahren so einen kleinen Fluss rein, so einen Wasserlauf rein und sehen dann auch recht schnell den ersten Alligator.
Alligator, guck mal, siehst du, hast du gesehen? Der taucht da unter.
This alligator's name is Matilda.
Kommt noch andere. So, it's always here.
Always in this first half of the straightaway. The alligators are very territorial, so they live in the same place their entire lives.
Ah.
So you may see some small young females that aren't old enough to have territories yet in this territory, but you're never going to see another adult female. If there another adult female comes in, they're going to fight over the territory.
Ah. By the way, what would happen if I walk here? Would that be dangerous or not at all?
Not as dangerous as you think.
Okay.
Because they're territorial, the only thing that they have to worry about in this world is a bigger alligator. The bigger alligator means a possible death or at least loss of territory. So when a bigger alligator comes through their territory, they usually hide from it. If it's a smaller alligator, they may try to kill it, but if it's bigger, they'll hide from it. And so when you hit the water as an adult human, you make more noise than any alligator ever has made in its life. So you sound like the biggest alligator ever created. And when you start walking, you sound like an alligator motorcycle gang with weapons and a bad attitude coming through their neighborhood, right?
Okay.
So they will run and hide from you because they're not sure what you are. And so 90% of the time, if you're in the water walking, you'll never see an alligator. Okay, we're going to ride out about 8 miles and we'll stop and talk some more, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Watch out for birds, guys.
Die Airboats machen wahnsinnig viel Spaß. Die fahren relativ zügig und die gehen immer so driftend in die Kurven rein. Die können ja nicht direkt lenken. Das Ganze bei strahlendem Sonnenschein. Man hat den Wind in den Haaren. Wir saßen da drauf und wir haben gelacht wie die Honigkuchenpferde. Es war wirklich, wirklich richtig, richtig schön. Nach ungefähr 8-9 Minuten sind wir dann an so einem freien Plateau angekommen. Da war so eine kleine Erhöhung, so eine Art Insel, und da drauf war eine amerikanische Flagge.
Das ist eine England-Flagge.
Bitte?
Das ist eine England-Flagge.
Yeah. How about that ride?
Schaut mal da.
Sometimes back there where I slowed down, there sometimes there's babies right there, and that's why I slowed down to see if they were out this morning. So you guys are in what is known as the River of Grass. This is the second widest river in the world at about 90 kilometers wide.
Yeah.
It's also the slowest river in the world. It takes a single drop of water an entire year to travel the length of the river, and it's only about 220 kilometers long. Where there's no land around us anywhere. Out of 1.5 million acres, 80% is what you see. It's called a sawgrass prairie. So if you were to get out in the water right here, the water's going to be about 30 centimeters deep. And if you started walking, you could literally walk for over 1 million acres and probably never touch a piece of dry land. If I'm not wrong, sitting on that on one of those trees is a red-shouldered hawk. Do you see it in there?
Seht ihr da hinten? Da ist ein Hawk. Was heißt Hawk nochmal? Also es ist ein Greifvogel da hinten, auf dieser kleinen Insel, ganz oben.
I see.
So when we take off, we'll go right by there and it'll fly off and we'll see. But I'm sure it's a red-shouldered hawk from here.
You have a couple of boats. How do you make sure that you don't go through the same area at the same time?
You do go through the same area at the same time. But what happens is there's a GPS under the seat of every boat. And the National Park is watching where we go. And it's all set up in one, it's one-way streets all the way. So unless a private boat comes out here, somebody who owns their own boat comes out here, you're not going to meet a boat on this straightaway right here going in the other direction.
Okay.
And you'll see them from a long ways away if they do come. But all the commercial boats are going to go the same direction. They're going to run the same speed in the same places. So you have places you have to go slow and places you have to go fast. And that way every boat knows how fast the boats that are approaching it are going. You got what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's all set up, of course, for your safety. You know, it's set up that way for your safety. But pretty much it's a one-way travel, a one-way trip, and all the boats are doing the same thing, so you always know what to expect.
Ah, okay.
Only, you know, like I said, somebody with their own personal boat could throw a wrench in it, you know, kind of mess you up. But you setting up this high, you can see everything from a distance, so you know what's going on long before you have a problem.
So what about the time? Is this like a good time now, daytime-wise, or what is the best time of a day?
The morning. Morning is the best time. And the reason for that is because the alligators, their entire lives revolve around temperature. And so they have to be at least 30 degrees Celsius on the inside to eat. And so they spend the mornings laying out in the sun a lot of times getting to that temperature. And so you have a better chance of seeing them. The hotter it gets in the day, the less alligators you're going to see. The hotter it gets in the year, the less alligators you're going to see. So if you come here in June, July, August, or September, your chances of seeing alligators are almost zero. The cooler months are where you're going to see the most alligators. So it's every month's different, every time of the day is different. It changes continuously.
Ich wiederhole das gerade nochmal, weil es so wichtig ist. Die Alligatoren brauchen die Sonnenwärme, um sich aufzuwärmen. Das heißt, die sind morgens in den kalten Jahreszeiten kalt und können sich noch kaum bewegen, steigen dann an die Wasseroberfläche und wärmen sich dann auf. Am späten Nachmittag sind die dann warm genug und tauchen dann ab. Dann kann man sie nicht mehr so gut sehen. Das heißt aber auch, dass in den warmen Sommermonaten, also angefangen mit Juni, man fast gar keine Alligatoren mehr sehen kann, weil da das Wasser schon so warm ist, dass die auch schon morgens genug Wärme haben und gar nicht mehr an die Wasseroberfläche aufsteigen müssen.
Out here you rarely see alligators. They're out here. There's tons of them. There's over a million in the Everglades. But the problem is that when they hear the boats coming, they do go underwater and stay underwater. And so if you see one, if I see one out ahead of us and I start going to pursue that alligator, by the time I get there, it's going to be underwater and it's not going to come back up and you'll never see it.
And the ones we just saw, they are used to the boats.
That's different, right. Those alligators see 50 to 60 boats every day and the boats are always moving slowly. And so they continue to do whatever they're going to do naturally, whether the boats are there or not. And what you see is more dependent upon the weather than anything else. And so there's only so many alligators you can see in that canal system because of the territorial issues. And so if you, you know, and some of them are going to be out where you can see them and some aren't. And they're doing their nesting, they're under the water, and hopefully they're on top of the water or on the bank. But you're going to see, every tour is going to be different. How many you see is going to be different.
Ah, okay. Die, hier sieht man kaum Alligatoren, weil die alle Angst haben vor dem Boot. Und wenn die uns das Boot hören, dann tauchen die alle ab. Und da, wo wir vorhin lang gefahren sind, da sind wir ganz langsam gefahren, relativ leise. Und die sind das alles gewohnt. Deswegen konnte man diese sehen. Aber hier sind auch überall Alligatoren und die sind alle schon abgetaucht.
So we're going to cruise by this hawk right here. They're going to run down to an island down here and make a left turn. And you'll be able to look in the bay or the little lagoon into the island. And then we're going to run over to another island over here because there's some babies that like to hang out over there. And we're going to go see if we can't find those. And this flag right here is a temporary memorial that was put up last year because the hurricane blew down the real memorial. And this is where Eastern Airlines Flight 401 crashed in 1975 on Christmas Day. It's called Christmas Tree.
Here?
Yes.
Was ist?
Hier ist ein Flugzeug abgestürzt.
Here we go.
An dieser Stelle ist Eastern Airlines 401 abgestürzt. Das war das erste große Flugzeugunglück in den USA. Dabei sind im Dezember 1972 101 Menschen ums Leben gekommen, 75 haben überlebt. Der Flug befand sich im Anflug auf Miami Airport und die Piloten haben das Fahrgestell ausgefahren. Die Lampe, die das anzeigt, war aber kaputt. Und deswegen haben die nochmal eine Kurve geflogen, um das zu überprüfen. Und innerhalb dieser Kurve haben sich dann irgendwann nur noch um diese Lampe gekümmert und gar nicht mehr darum gekümmert, dass sie auch fliegen müssen. Und dann ist das Flugzeug immer weiter abgesackt und irgendwann in den Everglades gelandet, also gecrasht. Wie gesagt, 101 Menschen sind dabei ums Leben gekommen. Das, was da heute noch von übrig bleibt, ist, dass im Flugzeug zum Beispiel überall Taschenlampen immer sind. Weil damals sind die mitten in der Nacht da gecrashed und die Überlebenden haben nichts gesehen. Und aus dem Grund gibt es jetzt heute im Flugzeug immer Taschenlampen. Aber jetzt weiter zu den Alligatoren.
Ach, das sind kleine.
And look right there, you see the baby?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I brought you back in here, because sometimes babies hang out in here too. That's pretty cool right there.
How many babies are there approximately?
The female will lay up to 60 eggs, twice the size of chicken eggs, once a year. As an adult, the alligator eats everything out here, so as a baby, it is eaten by everything out here. So out of the 60 babies, only a couple actually survive, and the rest are food for everything out here, including other alligators. If you look to the right side, right over here, there's another one laying right over there.
Yeah.
See it? I'm going to move up just a little bit. Here and it's been long enough since they hatched out that a lot of them will be eaten already. You know what I mean? They're down to just a few in each nest now. So we got lucky to see those couple. That's good though.
Die meisten sind schon gefressen worden.
I see 4 or 5 back in there.
Wow.
Little babies everywhere. That's good. I'm glad they got to see some babies. But later in the day, there won't be any.
How old are they?
They were born last September, so about 6 months or so.
Papa?
Ja?
So the way these islands worked is you leased them from the state for about $30 a month, and you could clear off a spot big enough to put you a house or a cabin in here, and you could live in here or you could just vacation here.
Yeah.
And then when you died, you left it to one of your children, and they kept paying the $30 a month, and then they could leave it to one of their children. It stayed in the family for generations. But now the national park took over, and they don't allow that anymore. And so as the people who own the lease die, they burn the cabins down. This one in here, Roosevelt used to duck hunt here. And so that it's got some kind of significant historical significance. And so they're talking about not burning this one down.
Papa?
Okay, my son has a question.
Yes.
Is it allowed to hunt alligators?
Yes. The way they do it is that if you lived here and you wanted to hunt alligators, then you would apply for a license every year to hunt alligators. Out of every year, if you did it every year, every 5 years, you would get a license to hunt alligators and you would be able to take 2.
Also man kann das, wenn man hier wohnt, muss man es beantragen. Faktisch kann man es aber nur alle 5 Jahre machen. Und dann darf man nur 2 schießen.
Also alle 5 Jahre nur 2.
Genau.
So it's a very limited number of people who get to hunt alligators. And there's over 1 million out here now. And so, I mean, there's plenty of alligators. It's not a problem. It's just that alligators police themselves very well. If you bring in a bunch of alligators and throw them in an area because you want to see more alligators, then they would kill each other and come back down to the same number there were before, because the territorial thing is king. And so they eat. The babies are eaten by everything out here. But if they don't eat enough of them, then the male will go around after about 3 months and clean out the nest and just leave a couple in each nest, because that's his job, is to control the population in his 1 square mile. See what I mean?
Yeah.
Not because he's hungry, not because he's mean, because that's what he's supposed to do. It's the only way he can. All right, now we're gonna head back to those canals. We've got a better chance of seeing some more alligators, guys. Here we go.
Papa.
Yeah.
She's 45 years old. She's hiding from us, but she's still in there. You can kind of see her. Now, the corner right here actually belongs to another alligator. And she's 35 years old, and she likes to jump in boats. So she's jumped in 7 boats in 35 years, and we call her Jumper. So we're going to cruise up through here and see if we see Jumper. I'm glad we got to see Lily anyway. She's not at work yet, but she's coming. Look right here on the right. She was right here going into the grass there. She's there, right there.
Da, da.
Yes, see her? This is Jumper.
This is? Der Alligator ist schon ein paar Mal ins Boot gesprungen. Ja, war.
Den
Jumper. Diese Jumper-Geschichte hat meine Kinder natürlich mit am meisten beeindruckt. Wir sind noch ein bisschen rumgefahren, haben noch unzählige Vögel gesehen, Schildkröten, Fische, alles Mögliche. Und sind dann ungefähr so nach einer Stunde wieder Richtung der Straße, also an der Stelle, wo der Bootsanleger ist.
Wir müssen sitzen bleiben, bis er das Boot fest verstaut hat.
der hier aufs Boot gesprungen oder bei der Fahrt?
Wer?
Der
Also der. My son wants to ask more questions about Jumper. So what happens if Jumper jumps?
Nothing. The only reason she would jump in a boat is not because she's after somebody, but because, remember, they're scared of bigger alligators because of the territory?
Yeah.
So if she's laying right by the boat and a bigger alligator comes through the grass behind her or a tree falls and it sounds like a bigger alligator, she's running from it. If the boat's in front of her, she goes over the boat.
Ah.
It happens so fast that you won't even have time to react to it.
Okay. So, jetzt geht runter.
What is that?
Get us all back on the dock.
Erzähl ich gleich.
Also Jumper springt immer dann in oder über Boote, wenn sie sich in Gefahr befindet oder von anderen Alligatoren angegriffen fühlt.
Aber es war doch eine coole Tour, oder?
Ja.
Juna, hat sie auch gefallen?
Also ich fand die auch richtig geil.
Das war richtig geil, gell?
Besonders als wir dann das erste Mal so richtig schnell gefahren sind.
Ja.
Natürlich auch ganz schön laut und ganz schön windig. Ja, und schnell aber auch.
Das ist cool, wenn der durch die Kurven fährt.
Besonders oder wenn der so schnell fährt, das finde ich auch.
You guys have a wonderful time and thanks for visiting with us, okay?
Thank you.
I really appreciate it having you. I love it when people are paying attention and asking questions.
Thank you.
Have a great day, guys.
Oh, guck mal da.
Jetzt bekommen wir am Bootsanleger auch noch die Chance, einen Alligator anzufassen. Natürlich einen kleinen Alligator.
Ist das ein echter?
Ja.
Ja. You guys, just came off the private. If you want to hold the alligator,
aber
take a picture with him.
Okay, wenn ihr wollt, könnt ihr den anfassen.
Okay.
Yeah, egal.
Right over here, so you get that in the background. Yeah, so you can see. Obviously, that's the nose, eyes, ears right there, the little slits.
Yeah.
Three sets of eyelids. One hair on the tail, one of the chest.
Oh, wow.
Und schwer?
Cold, because he's cold-blooded.
Hier, willst du auch mal anfassen?
Ja. Die Augen sind so kalt.
Aber.
Cool.
So do you tape them in the morning or?
No, just now before I hand them to people.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't leave it on there. It's just more like a band.
You know, nimm auch mal die Hand.
Yeah. I'll switch them over. One hair of the tail, one of the chest. This one's a really good alligator, actually. He makes a little noise, but he doesn't move around too much. His name's Bubbles.
Das war's jetzt für diese Episode vom Reisepass-Nummer-Podcast. Ich hoffe, es hat Ihnen genauso viel Spaß gemacht wie uns.
Willst du mal haben, Papa, der ist echt schwer.
Diese Fahrt war wirklich ein echtes Highlight.
Nimm du das Mikrofon mal bitte.
Ich würde mich aber trotzdem über Feedback freuen. Meine E-Mail-Adresse ist stefan@wintermeier.de. Winter wie Sommer, Meier mit I mit Y.
Sehr schwer, oder?
Ja.
Auf Twitter bin ich unter Wintermeier erreichbar.
Ist das auch ein echter?
Nee.
Das
ist kein echter.
Nein, der hat ja auch gar keine Zähne.
Ganz zum Schluss noch ein Tipp. In dem Laden vom Gatorpark gibt es allerlei Tinnef, unter anderem auch Krokodile oder Alligatoren aus Stoff, also Stofftiere. Da gibt es welche, die machen Lärm und welche, die machen keinen Lärm. Und der Tipp ist, welche ohne Lärm zu kaufen. Juna, zeig mal warum.
Also ich finde es ja gar nicht so schlimm.
Bis dann. Tschüss.
Tschüss.